first of all, what is blood plasma and why should I donate? And in very simple terms, please.
Of course, yeah. Blood plasma is effectively the liquid part of everybody's blood. And within the plasma is where all of our antibodies are contained. So the reason we really need people to come forward and donate their plasma is because we can then take that plasma and produce life-saving medicines that are used to treat patients with some, you know, really rare conditions, such as immunocompromised conditions where they don't really have the immune system themselves to keep themselves healthy and away from these kind of bugs and infections. So by coming forward and donating your plasma, the liquid part of your blood, that can then be used to produce a lifesaver medicine and save people's lives.
Is it any different to donating blood?
It's very similar. It does take longer, so you're more likely to be about an hour on session, whereas it's about 15 to 20 minutes when you give blood. The process is where we will take the blood out of your arm, we put it in through then a machine which extracts the plasma, and we give back your red blood cells. So it does take a little bit longer, but it's a real safe and comfortable environment with some highly skilled colleagues that will look after you.
Why has donation been brought back?
Yeah, so it's great news that we can now start collecting plasma donations again. It was stopped back in the 1990s as part of one of many actions that the government put in place against the variant CJD. So recently, the Commission for Medicines has reviewed that evidence and agreed that it's now absolutely safe to start collecting. It's worth remembering that plasma collections and donations have been happening across the globe, and this is a global activity to create these medicines. And in the past, we've had to rely on those imports effectively of plasma from donors from abroad to be able to fulfill the needs in the in England and in the NHS. So it's fantastic that we can now collect plasma donations in England for English patients within the NHS.
Can you give us an idea of how much better it is to get blood plasma in England, specifically Twickenham and Croydon, compared to getting it from abroad?
Yeah, of course. I think that the key focus of the key benefit of being able to collect plasma now in England and in areas such as Twickenham and Croydon is it really does help to protect that future supply of these plasma medicines. We've seen, obviously, in the last 12, 18 months, the impact of the pandemic, and that has impacted the number of donors that are coming forward in other countries across the globe, and also, you know, has put some real threat on that kind of supply chain into England. So to be able to collect plasma in England for patients within the English NHS is really crucial for that future supply and making sure all the patients that do need these life-saving medicines have access to them.
How many more people do you need at Twickenham in order to fulfil demand?
Yeah, with our Twickenham Donor Centre, we've got just over 1,000 active donors at the moment, which is absolutely brilliant. But really, we probably need maybe closer to 1,500 around about now. So we're looking for about 400 or 500 new donors just for the Twickenham Donor Centre alone.
And what would you say to somebody who is thinking about it but isn't really sure whether or not to do it?
I think firstly I'd say, you know, come forward and come and talk to us about the opportunity to donate. I've donated plasma myself. It's a really straightforward process, really safe and comfortable to do. And that feeling of giving something so easily to help save somebody's life is really can't be explained, actually. It's really compelling. So if you're really interested but unsure, every donor will go through a health assessment and we will make sure that it is right for you. And if it's not, we won't take a donation from you. So it's very, very safe. And we've got some amazing colleagues that will look after you on session.